So ready for the bounce in the third quarter. How did you spend halftime?
Not queuing for beer as a conscious choice.
Yep, no.
Also, a friend of mine went to go get beer, and I felt sorry for him that he was waiting in the queue for so long, but I went over and tried to find him, so I'd stand next to him and keep him company. And he was actually, I think he found Jake King and was having a chat to him.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
I was too worried that if I'd got a beer at halftime, I'd need to go to the toilet during the last quarter and miss some of it.
Yeah, fair enough. So just as looking at the game, we actually were minus 19 on disposals for the second quarter. Mm. That's not necessarily relevant to how we perform. We regularly lose disposals and win games. Mm. We were plus 2 in the inside 50s. The two highest ball-winning players on the ground were both Crows, Laird and Crouch, both had 19. Mm. Prestia was our best with 15. And if on the sort of the ranking points, the top five players on the ground were Laird, Dusty, Sloan, Prestia and Crouch.
Mm. So yeah, they do have a lot of very good players. Also at halftime, I very much enjoyed Connor Meaney-Jew's grand final sprint. I thought he'd run well. He showed some finishing speed.
Yeah, I don't think it would have gone down well if because he stopped a showboat and waved his arms, the Carlton bloke had run him down.
Yeah, that would have been embarrassing. And would have had me worried that that was going to be a metaphor for the last half.
Yeah. But there was some excitement around the ground for his run. But, you know, he needs to come back and learn a few more footballing tricks and, you know,
add to his athleticism. He had a good AFL finals.
Good, but not great.
Yeah. One of a number.
There was no... If he had a great final, we would have been debating, well, maybe we could bring him back in. Because he could potentially play that pressure forward role. He's athletic enough.
Yeah, that's true.
And we never had that conversation. So we're going to start again in a few seconds, just as the bounce happens. So 3, 2, 1, bounce.
Okay.
Another pretty good bounce. And
Nice tap by Nank. Oh, good tackle.
Unfortunately missed the target. Jack Graham.
Yeah, that's clearly handballing off to someone who's sort of higher in the kicking hierarchy than he is.
Exactly, because that's a first year player hand passing to someone who's no better a kick than he is. But Jack,
he is feeling good about himself.
Yeah, when he's jumping, marking, absolutely.
When he's jumping for the ball like that, yeah, he's feeling.
There's absolutely no way to read Jack when he's in form or not. Like, by the way, Towner hit that contest so hard and so low.
And again.
Jack can be hobbling around and then suddenly he'll leap like this for weeks. I cannot read Jack at all.
I love it. He does love to fly.
Cochran tried the pirouette then he did in the Geelong game. Unfortunately, he lost the football. Would have been beautiful if it worked.
Mm.
I think if he'd grabbed the ball and did a pirouette goal and snapped it through, I think the Crows could have just gone home at that point.
Yeah, Graham could have almost got a free kick for in the back then as well. Yeah, Dan. Sam Jacobs unopposed. The ball only comes loose because Dusty don't ask you so hard.
Yes. Someone was mentioned this the other day that Dusty, the one thing he doesn't do fantastically is bounce ball, and I argue that he's just trying to lull in
lure the opposition closer
to run in too hard to increase the sort of the physical impact of the
Jack Graham, lovely work, beat Sloan to the ball, handball off to Lambert. Very tidy.
Yeah. Mm. Who Lambert actually has kicked that goal in other games.
Butler. Haven't talked about Butler very much. I mean,
set up the Kenny goal.
Went when it was his turn to go, though.
Yeah, had a nice tackle. And I know that's not a huge thing.
Mm.
Nice by Jack then. But that was Jack Graham beating out Rory Sloan in a...
And getting the
contested contest.
Yes.
Sadly, they don't show it on the replay, but he pushed Sloan before this to create to get the ball in the first place. It was no coincidence he got it.
Yeah, that. That angle, the left arm's the one that gives him away, where he's literally got his hand around his throat.
Oh yeah, it's a free kick. There's no doubt.
Yeah, there was one angle on the right hand. I wasn't so sure, but yeah, the left hand was the sinner. Yes.
Interesting ball trajectory then.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a little worried for off the boot, but yeah, curved it around nicely.
All these guys aren't all going to stay. You know, Jack and both him and Townsend, they're just fairy dust that's sprinkled over their goal.
It's insane. It's been a, you know, where...
Oh, by the way, are we sure Jack Graham's not like one of those Pakistani cricketers where, you know, they set all these records at 15 and then turned out they're 21, but Jack Graham's not 24?
Yeah, possibly so. Although, why his parents were holding him back when he could have been earning good money in the AFL? Yes, look at the crowd.
Mm.
Yes, 15 points up. Feeling pretty good.
Mm. By the way, can you imagine what an utter beast he would have been in under 18s?
Well, yeah, he does... I've watched a bit of under 18 footage. He does monster guys, although... And it, like, he breaks a lot of tackles. He's not Brown's completely...
Getting a free kick there.
He's not destroying them Justin Martin style. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again.
Got two free kicks, actually.
Andy Otten versus Alex Rance. Yeah. Nice.
Kelly, again, one of his very effective cameos in the game.
Yeah, us ahead in effective marks as well, which is pretty nice.
It's nice by Jack. That was perfectly for Dusty. And, you know, it didn't turn out perfectly, but...
No, but again, competitiveness, pressure, not giving up.
Ball's an hour half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're having the contest. You get to do it all again. Graham putting a lot of work into slowing off the ball.
Mm. I think Sloan, he said some things afterwards, and I didn't want to be too dirty on Sloan because he's such a great player, he's my childhood hero.
Dusty.
That was supreme.
Yeah. I was ready to go off at this point.
You know, it's funny, I knew it wasn't going in, but I consistently made that mistake.
I thought it was a chance.
Shut up. That's a, but only sheds can make that game if you look at the angle that went on.
Yeah, Lambert's body language isn't that he's got the distance.
No. Everyone on the ground knew that he was not kicking that. Perhaps the umpires didn't, but yeah, everyone else knew that was not going through.
But yeah, Townsend providing a contest.
That crow took...
that was pretty close.
Yeah, he took a big risk then.
Jenkins, first mark.
Well, yeah, that's what $700,000 a year gets you. And he can beat
give it up to Hooley straight away.
Yeah.
Not the best kick.
No. You know, it's a game, this is it's sort of the value of contested marks, because by the time you've taken a contested mark, the game stops, it slows down, you know. You don't play on it. I'll tell you, I think Richmond have exploited the marking.
Yeah, as long as you can stop the other team taking intercept marks, that's the big key to it.
And you have to stop contested marks close to goal.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, Crows players.
Flossie. Yes.
Yeah. Flossie, monstering bets.
That's such a fantastic final series he had. See, that things like that. Like, that's a hard kick. That requires good weighting. Mm. Flossie is very good at those kicks.
Not a ton.
Not Shedder's best effort, but Shedder's the guy you want taking that kick.
Yeah, and there wasn't a ton of movement head either.
And
that's you want Shedder taking.
Yeah,
exactly. I was pretty worried at this stage. Like, Sean Grieger's been prone to sort of he's hot and cold with his goal kicking. But Yeah, he's often a pretty 50-50 kick, and he certainly got the leg for it. He's on the correct side for a left footer, but I wasn't overwhelmingly confident.
I suspect Sloane was probably zoning off at that point and not actually playing on grid, but if he was temporarily picking up grid, he has a lot of goals kicked on him in the second half.
Yeah.
By the way, I think Sloane's going to have 25 contested possessions the next time we play them.
Yeah. Yeah, a few Crows players came away with their reputations enhanced. Yeah, lots of them didn't.
No.
That was a nice goal. Feeling pretty good. 22 points. Was feeling pretty good about the world, particularly as it sort of the Crows hadn't really looked like scoring a goal so far this quarter.
No, absolutely not. Tex Tung, by the way, at half time though.
Oh, Tex is on the field.
Yeah, he is. He's still sort of he's coasting on the glory of his triumph of the anthem. Langria came off at half time, and yeah, apparently the Crows were arguing with each other. By the way, the Elthrell is only a minor thing. That knee that Nank gives Jacobs in that ruck contest would have hurt the next day.
Yeah.
Kelly needs to do less umpire arguing with the umpire.
Yeah. I don't mind him getting him to the other team. Like, I think he needs to play on the edge. Oh, champ.
Hmm. Nice kick by Lambo off his wrong foot. Hmm. That's perfectly fine.
Oh. He's Butler is very one-sided in those circumstances, but yeah, he's still great. And that is Jason Castan.
This is sort of at the moment where it's it's getting very real now.
It's getting a little overwhelming at the stage.
Yeah, it's just
the spectators are looking pretty happy. Oh, John Norby,
bless him.
And Scott West in front of him, clearly a VIP section, worried looking Crow supporters.
Yeah, fair enough. To their credit, stayed till the end for the presentation. Dimmer's sort of calm and professional on the outside, but inside going, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Lambert is just gold in those circumstances. Oh, and such a great shot.
That is.
That's breaking a table, by the way. You're not allowed to tell the crowd to get up for you.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Demon doesn't like it. Oh, I think all fines would be waived.
Oh, no. The at Kangaroo Court.
Oh, I love this moment. This is my favourite moment of the game. So just if you just pause us and go back and rewind and look that Hooley gets in front of Sloane. It was Hooley and Sloane one out, and Hooley gets in front of him and forces him to throw.
He wins that matchup more than once. Right? That is a big win for us. Yes. Yep. Tiger Army up and about.
Again, we're
in the short grid minutes.
Renew their intense rivalry.
The only way Betts got a kick was when Richmond players just missed out on taking the mark. Otherwise, every time, they're getting out marked.
But his confidence looked a bit shot then. He wasn't he didn't really know what to do. And I have to say, Eddie at his best just takes four steps
and puts
that straight through the middle. But, you know, I don't think we need to dwell too much on that. That was a terrible.
Yeah. Not his most disciplined moment.
That wasn't a terrible shot, by the way.
No, it wasn't a terrible shot. I mean, again, nothing easy close to goal. That's true. So you are.
It was definitely a low percentage shot.
Yeah. Yeah, 4. I mean, I've had a bit of bad luck in kicking 4-9, but not a ton.
Yeah, but that's 45 out on an angle, frontal pressure. That's not great. Lambo doing what he does, middle packs. Yeah. It's Hooley who forced the net.
Dusty.
Oh, God, this is magnificent break. Rioli. Go, Rioli. Wish he'd kept going with there, actually.
Led's not slow.
No, he was not. That was not. He was not gaining. He was not losing ground.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh.
And Lambert hit that pack very, very hard. Some bodies cracking in there. This is where the pressure's really starting to tell on them.
Yeah, the players looking around for free man. And Hooley is parked in the hole.
Oh, that was slightly two-on-one there, but Broad did well.
Yeah.
One of his 8 contested possessions of the day.
Yeah, it's a lot, quite a lot for
him. Keep pass, bro. But no, yeah, find plenty of run.
Yeah, he's up and about in the third quarter. Greg had been going for a few minutes and had been going okay, but yeah, that was a moment where I thought, oh god, yeah, we need Nick back on the ground.
Yeah, that was a very old school rock moment. Oh, I hated that 50 meters.
Yeah, it was kind of there, but it felt to your touchwood.
Yeah, especially when I scored for it.
That's pretty soft.
Hmm. It's just so annoying because it set them up.
Hmm.
It's a back bloke as well.
Yeah.
Don't quite know why he was one out with Vossi.
Because he's where if Rance is zoning off the goal square, then Vossi's got the hole in the middle.
Hmm. Yeah, I know, but yeah.
It's part of Vossi's charm that they can zone off and he can be competitive against big players. But yeah, that's pretty tough to match up on.
Mm. It's hard to defend that kick into
the ball. Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just to remind you that they did finish top.
Yeah.
See ya.
Not a 50-meter, and you know, they actually got 3 goals from
either
fairly generous free kicks or 50 meters
in the second half. No, because they certainly weren't generating. They offense. Weren't generating a lot of opportunities.
Hmm.
Yeah, so certainly still nervous at this stage.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I mean you can tell the body language. They're right in the game.
Hmm. Yeah, 20 points. Champ. Jason Castagna.
About to say Jason Castagna's best moment for the game, but no, it hasn't happened yet. Nathan Broad, that's pretty Nathan good.
Mm.
Now, that's Nathan nice. Broad. Like. And Josh Caddy, again, a very important mark.
Mm. Not a. Oh, yes.
Yeah, this was great by Nank for a left footer to sort of steady and get that kick in.
3 first round draft picks. So I'm pretty certain this is the longest set shot that a Richmond player kicks all day.
Like he's probably right.
Pretty much on 50 when he kicks him.
Mm. Nah, he's a bit
just inside.
He kicks by a long way though. That's probably a goal on that kick. Yeah, come on.
Oh, dear.
Steadying goal.
Very popular goal as well.
Yeah. It does seem, we are just the team of destiny.
I know. I'm feeling pretty good at this point. He does. Him running off like that, he doesn't look like a sleek racehorse, it has to be said. I'm sure he's knackered, and he has just kicked a beautiful kick, but not a thoroughbred.
I don't know how he's going to turn out. Like, obviously, he's going to be good because he already is good. But yeah, I don't know where his ceiling is.
Mm. No, I know. Yeah, I think we need to keep expectations under control. But yeah, I think he can be a good player for a long time. That looked like a throw.
Mm. That was a good pressure by Caddy then to chase that down from behind. Oh, yes, the Camden managed to acknowledge it. Punch the crow rather than the ball.
Yeah, he did get a couple. I wonder, think Camden would go okay in the boxing ring?
Maybe. Didn't have the, I had sort of... he was perfectly fine in the final series. I had very high hopes for the Camden would really reach another level. It didn't quite happen, but, you know,
no, still punishing here.
That should have been a free kick.
Yeah, he was punishing.
Didn't matter, though. I did not know. I've seen this so many times. What was Barker thinking?
No, he did. He had his head down. That was Dusty.
Fortunately, Dusty makes everything okay.
You can't tackle him. He's been tackled by two different guys. That was nice front center.
That is good. That's good work by Kenny.
Yeah, he's having a good quarter. Yeah, perfectly solid match, but good quarter. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good at this stage, it has to be said. No, you know, still nervous and stressed, but it does feel like we were playing well.
Hmm.
Dan Rioli's up and about as well. Human meatball.
Castagna.
Sheds.
I guess not everything went right, because...
No, it did kind of almost feel like it for a while there that it was, but no.
No, I think the really purple patch was, I think, the fourth quarter of the Cats game.
Yeah. Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah. Jenkins wrecking. That's a nice handball out.
Yeah, by the way, Lambo hit that contest very hard again.
Not sure if that was... No, I don't think it was that one. Do you think Prestia could have centred?
Yeah, maybe. Didn't look like he was very close to kicking it.
No, it wasn't a super high percentage. I mean...
He did kick one from that pocket in the regular season. True. But it was low with no frontal pressure. I'm not sure I love Prestia. I'm hearing what you're saying. Rance, superhuman Rance. That was probably Rance's worst moment for the game. And by the way, can I just say, like, the whole point you play Townsend is so you don't have to pinpoint your kicks, you know?
You're keeping them honest.
Yeah.
Timing, 75% time in forward half. Yeah, that's... Yeah. We have right on top.
Great chase by Dusty then, by the way.
Mm.
You know, when Dusty's again, helping you run
swapped,
down the switch.
They've swapped from one 50-meter mark to the other, and they're doing that type of kick inside.
Very lucky that that turnover wasn't more dangerous.
Yeah.
Actually. Didn't matter, though.
Didn't matter.
Castagna!
George! He's among the... exotic George skill set. That snap around the corner, he's pretty good at that.
Damn, he has missed them, though.
He's kicked some as well.
Look at the grandstand. That was fantastic.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that was nice that George kicked that. He that was his moment in the game.
Yeah.
It was pretty important.
Not sure what that policeman was doing. Yeah, 33 points. Yeah, I was feeling pretty good at this stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I got one of the dozens of things I enjoyed about the weekend was the sheer range of Richmond jumpers. You know.
Yeah.
So, Bingle, Jeep, Motorola, TAC, yep. SO.
I wasn't wearing my Motorola one because you wouldn't let me wear it because that was the cursed one from the Carlton Grand
Final. Yeah, fair enough. Completely rational decision.
Yeah. I wore the same jumper for all three games and, it seemed lucky.
Seemed like it worked out. Pressure.
My retro woolen one, which was nice and warm, actually.
Ooh, a great mark by yet another intercept mark.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good Georgian. That's a good kick as well. George, yet again. Nearly.
I'm going to give Shedder the credit here that he knew that that was the case, but the way he went in here, if the Crows player had turned, he would have clicked his head.
It would have been in trouble for a few weeks.
But I think Shedder's a pretty high-skilled guy. He probably knew he was going to hit him in the side.
Yeah, and I can't think of him ever being reported, actually.
Mm. Still, you know, if he was ever going to do it from knocking out a crow at this point, I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, Andy Otten not beating Alex Rance on the lead.
No, that's just not happening.
Should have been a free kick.
Yeah, I mean, that's that free kick is just from, I'm so worried that you're so completely athletically outmatched.
Yeah, you're going to dominate me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that's good, George Castagna. Creates a contest, does a follow-up tackle. You know, not perfect, but at least we're here, we're alive.
Yeah, and Dan Rioli then just grabbed the Crows player's right arm and held it back. So, yeah, that ball was not coming out. Right.
Throw up.
Sustained dominance in front of the Tiger Army. Yet another spanner.
Snap by Kelly. Call him touched. I so wouldn't believe Josh Caddy if I was an umpire doing that. Would have been touched. I'm not saying it wasn't.
Yeah, and live. Oh, well. Again, incredibly biased. I thought there was a chance, actually, that it was. Again, pressure.
I have to do some penance work. Holy Incroot there for losing a 2-on-2 contest. Wasn't a bad kick there.
Yeah.
We didn't hit the target.
Oh, Dusty.
Yeah, Dusty proving that he's human.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got to give up one a game, otherwise he's not taking them on enough.
Yeah.
But again, nothing to kick to.
Flossie in position.
Flossie in front. Crows. Yeah, Crows outnumbered at the marking contest. Flossie. Oh, 33 points.
Oh, no, it's getting pretty exciting at this point.
Yeah, so we're 4:45 left in the quarter. Yeah.
Oh, Nank. Human steamroller. Maybe like a not give away a free kick, but, you know, whatever.
Mm. Thing it like when the ball's going forward into the Crows forward, into the Crows forward line, it's either a Richmond mark or an almost Richmond mark. Good tackle, Graham. Yeah,
that's a nice play.
Punch
good
the ball out free,
by the three.
And now we're out. Oh, nearly got that.
But again, Townsend,
desperate second effort. But we're also. Yeah. Also, the value of having to respect Townsend on the lead as well. Exactly his role. Oh, mm-hmm. Dusty. Yep. Yes.
Go, Dusty.
You can't do it. And that extra, they're so worried about him that they can't ever tackle about him. They can't tackle him that they're, you know, infringing.
So a few people around me got stuck into Dusty for kicking this round the corner. It was just, oh, come on, really? How Dusty kicks. Actually, he came pretty close to kicking him.
Yeah, I actually expected him to kick him.
Yeah, so did I.
Mm. Would have been quite apt. Things were going very well at the stage.
Yeah, by that stage, you know, if Dusty kicked that, you know, sort of the Crows winning percentage probability is under 5%, so.
Yeah.
Would have almost been the sealer.
Yeah. But, it's a. The entire quarter has been played on our terms, and, you know, loads of pressure, fantastic structure behind the ball, Crows.
One of my favourite moments.
Yeah.
Crows trying. Reward for Rioli's pressure all day. And in fairness, actually, he didn't have prior opportunity, but it was sort of like a collective team prior opportunity.
Yeah.
Which weirdly the umpires sometimes pay, even though it's not actually in the rule book.
No, but yeah, that one, you know, you've handballed to the guy off running past. Yeah, you kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved it if we kicked this.
Yeah, it would have been very apt too.
Mm. Yeah, he's had a great quarter.
Yeah, would have increased the case for him stealing a Norm Smith, which even watching it now, I don't think he deserved. But he was certainly in our.
Well, if he'd kicked three goals, as well as had, you know, a pile of intercept disposals, wasn't too far off. Yeah, I would have been okay for him to happen. But yeah, one goal too. He had a really good game.
He did. He had three intercept marks. I'm just looking at it now. He was the second, according to the champion data, he was the second best player, but yeah. it was daylight after Dynasty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
See, the Crows were in the Crows' head now. Like, actually, they should have been out of transition this ball. They had players available. But yeah, see, now he pulls back and doesn't hand pass. That's
yeah, and you can't. And well, again, Vlossy's playing in front.
By the way, that's also the value of Camden then. You know, how the athleticism get there and make a nuisance of himself and stop someone backing it.
Graham, nice contest as well. Graham only has 16 disposals, but then they feel pretty valuable.
Yeah. Well, considering three of them were goals, that's safe to say.
almost cliche to say so.
Not sure. I don't know. Like, that was the right kick to make, but I'm sure they're in the coaching box. I don't know.
Can I was nervous. Chimps had a very solid game.
Solid.
Yeah. Chimpian. Yeah, the 2017 Trent Cotchin.
Like, because actually early season Trent Cotchin was tearing it up.
That's true.
This is sort of that, but in the season he sort of became a hunter, physical pressure guy.
Mm.
But then, terrible shot.
Yeah. Well, because just at the moment there was a guy coming up into his vision just as he kicked it.
They had no good options as well.
Mm.
What the hell is that Crows guy doing there?
Don't know. I suppose they're a bit startled at having the ball down their end.
Yeah, and they did expect to win this game quite easily. So, the last Crows time they'd seen us, they destroyed us. So, they're sort of demons.
They'd finished top. I mean, top with 15 wins, which is below average. But yeah, they were a very good. The Crows fans I saw before the game clearly feeling pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, and three quarter time's just about to happen, just having a shot and goal.
Jenkins continuing a horrible day.
Yeah, would have been like that. That was a pretty bad shot to miss. Because at least if he kicks that, they have a bit of hope going into
the game. Yeah, they're 28 points rather than.
Yeah. Okay, so Richmond got sort of blanket coverage in Melbourne, but, we have to remember the Crows have a really strong fan base and blanket coverage in Adelaide, so, there wouldn't have been too much. I doubt whether if you went into the Tizer on the Saturday morning, too many people were picking the Tigers. So,
Would have been a shock. Okay, that's the...